Okay, can you give me Isaiah chapter 53, please? Sorry. Isaiah 53. And verses 4 and 5 say this. It says, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Now, I know, and I've got to put my 1 hour Bible study this morning into just a 5 minutes or so. So you need to pray for a miracle. But I've spoken to quite a few people that don't, they're not sure about God's willingness to meet their needs and to bless them, particularly in the area of health and healing. They say, oh, well, if God wants it to happen, then it'll just happen, and God will have glory. No, that's not true. You have a right as a born-again child of God to be sick. It's your right. You can have a need. It's your right. You can keep hold of it. You know, the Bible tells them in the New Testament, and it was Peter. He says, I want you to cast all your cares unto the Lord. Now, that's what he says, what he encourages us to cast them unto the Lord. But you don't have to if you don't want to. You're quite welcome to keep your need. It's true, you are. But it's equally your right to cast them and to get rid of them. Now, I want to show you from the scriptures very quickly this morning, very briefly, that to encourage you in your faith this morning to believe God to meet your need. Many times in the Old Testament, in Exodus 15, we read that God said, I am the Lord who heals you. And he says, I'm not going to put any of these diseases on you that I brought onto the Egyptians. In the Psalm 103, verse 3, God said, David quoted, he says, bless the Lord, O my soul. He says, this Lord who forgives all my iniquities. You know, the moment you ask Jesus to forgive you, did you know instantly your sins
Amen.
Are forgiven?
Amen.
True.
And it's exactly the same. You can ask God to, he says, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals just your headaches. Who heals your poor foot. Now he says, who heals all your diseases. Can I read that again? He says, who heals all. You know that small word, three letters in the English language, A-L-L. It means so much. Everything. In Jeremiah, God's talking to his people who were in captivity, who had suffered many diseases and many problems because of their disobedience to God. He says, I'm going to, actually, the words in the King James Version, says, I will. It's an act of God's will. I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds. It is God's will for you to be healed and be whole. It's God's will for you to have your needs met. Now, in Deuteronomy, there's a whole list of blessings and curses. And if you look at that and read that chapter, it's a long chapter. It's 60, 70 verses long. But look at it and see how many times sickness is listed under the curses for disobedience to God.
That's right. Amen.
It's under the curse. Now, Paul argues and debates in Galatians. He says that Christ has redeemed us from the curse. Because he was made a curse when he went to the cross. That's what we read in Isaiah. Surely he's borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. We esteemed him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed.
Hallelujah.
Now I want to was all under the old covenant, what we've just read. But did you know, under the new covenant, which was established with the death of Jesus on the cross, under the new covenant, Paul says, you know, we have a better covenant. It's established on better promises. You can read it in Hebrews. Again, we don't have time, I don't have time this morning to go through and read all the scriptures. But look at Hebrews 9. You'll see it's Hebrews 8, Hebrews 9, Hebrews 10. This covenant is a better covenant. There's better promises. There's a better mediator of the covenant. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus, let me just read Hebrews 9 verse 15 to you. Now, Hebrews 8 verse 6 to start with, if you're making notes. Hebrews 8 verse 6 says, but now, talking about Jesus, our great high priest, says he has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. And then in Hebrews 9:15, it says this, and for this reason, he, talking about Jesus again, says he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death, the cross, for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant. That those who are called, are you called this morning? Yes. Are you a child of God this morning?
Thank you, Lord.
Well, listen to the promise here. It says that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance.
Hallelujah.
You know, it's your right as a child of God because of what Jesus did at the cross to receive the answer to your needs, your health, your healing, your deliverance, your salvation, your victory. This morning is yours because of Jesus' death on the cross. You know, Isaiah, we read it. He was looking forward. He's talking about, in that chapter 53, he's talking about the cross. Jesus on the cross. Read it. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was wounded at the cross. He took the stripes. He bore he got the sword pierced in his side. The nail prints in his hands and in his feet. For it did it for you and for me. And Isaiah's looking forward to the cross. Peter, about 30 years after Jesus' ministry on earth, after Jesus had gone back to be with his Father, Peter writes to the church in 1 Peter 2:24, and now he's looking back to the cross. He says, he himself, talking about Jesus, bore our sins in his own body on the tree. There's forgiveness. That we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Notice, listen, Isaiah says you are healed, looking forward. Peter's looking back to the cross, he says you were healed. When did you get your healing, brother, sister? When? When I pray for you later, or pastor prays for you later?
Already on the cross.
When Jesus died on the cross.
Amen.
So now you can come boldly with your faith this morning. You can come boldly with your faith this morning. And you can say, Lord, not because of anything I've done, not because of what I deserve or what I have earned, because that doesn't count, nothing. Because of what you did, Jesus, for me on the cross.
Amen.
It's my right to have my needs met this morning. So I want you to be encouraged this morning to put your faith in Jesus.
Amen.
What he has done and has accomplished and achieved for you at the cross. You know, the cross is so much more than just the forgiveness of our sins. And again, we don't have time today to go full study, but you need to come and study the scriptures with us on Wednesdays. And
Amen.
And we go into these subjects deep. But be encouraged this morning, brothers and sisters, to put your faith, your confidence, your trust in what Jesus has done for you today.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Amen. My beloveds.